The Twins squaring off with the Rangers. 44-year-old Bartolo Colon on the hill for Minnesota. That's how you stretch it out in your 40s. Brian Dozier ready for this one. Pick it up, bottom of the first, 2-0 Texas. Dozier leading off the frame, facing Martin Perez.
And hard to right center field and deep. Lazara going back, and it's gone. A home run to right center field. Dozier hitting his 14th of the year.
3-2 count to Robbie Grossman. And here it comes. Line to left field and deep. Back towards the bleachers. Up and gone. A home run. That's a three-run blast. The Twins have the lead 4-2.
A high blast to left field. He's got another one.
This one, second deck, U.S. Bank home run porch in left. He's gone to right. He's gone to left. And two at-bats. Two home runs.
Two balls and a strike and a pitch. Line to the center field. Gomez coming on, won't get there. It's going to land in front of him. And the throw to the plate, not in time. Two-run score. 102 pitches. What's about five more?
And the 0-1. Line to first. Diving stuff by Maurer. Pops to his feet. Takes it to the bag. Ball game over.
The Twins double up the Rangers 8-4. Bartolo Colon, his first win since joining the Twins. He picks up his 37th career complete game, his first since 2015. He's the oldest AL pitcher with a 9-inning complete game since Nolan Ryan in 1992. The Twins double up the Rangers. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
I think the odds were fairly long. To imagine after the start that we'd see him out there in the ninth inning. Obviously impressive. I saw the little thing on the board about 25 years since Nolan completed a game at that age. So, he kept telling me he was good. And after the seventh, he said, don't worry about it. I got the last two. I wasn't as sure as he was, but he made it stand up. He just really settled in. He had a lot of quick outs, made a lot of quality pitches, and offensively we backed him up. I thought, to get off to a good start after falling behind was great. Dozier's homers and Grossman had a big one. But I thought Rosie's hit off the lefty, to play two with two outs was a nice moment for us because, you weren't too comfortable at that time. Well, when I went to him after the eighth, I was fine putting it back out there. I wanted to know how many pitches he felt comfortable, and he told me 105, and I don't know, I think he might end up 105 on the button, but he gave up the homer to Gomez. I was going to give him one more hitter, and then I had Rogers ready for Chew at the top of the lineup, but you got the last guy.
Bartolo Colon, his first win with the Twins. He's the oldest AL pitcher with a 9-inning complete game since Nolan Ryan in 1992. The 44-year-old Colon spoke after.
No, I just thank Paul and our pitching coach because they were able to trust me and go out there and pitch the ninth inning. I wanted to go out there, and I'm really happy that they allowed me to do that. No, I kept pitching the same way. We had a plan, and we followed that plan. It didn't matter if they scored two runs in those first few innings. We just kept our plan, and we were able to be a good plan. No, again, I have to thank our offense. They scored a lot of runs, and that helped us get the victory today.
Brian Dozier became the first Twins player ever to lead off the first and second innings with a home run. He talked to the media after.
Well, we knew coming in. We hit him up all right in Texas, but we knew coming in. He moves the ball. His fastball moves a lot. We got to get the fastball up. And I think once we started taking those fastballs down in the zone, he had to bring it up a little bit. And for a sinker baller, you got to pitch down in the zone. So he had to rely on other stuff. He wasn't getting that call. We were laying off all the stuff low in the zone. Got it up, and we got a bunch of good pitches to hit.
The series against the Rangers continues on Saturday with Kyle Gibson on the hill.